So welcome to day one, the client creation program, 8 weeks, the art of mastering getting clients. And before we begin, I just want us to take a moment to ground and let go of our day and kind of synchronize our energy. So if you're not driving and you're in a position to do so, I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes. And just allowing your breath to soften. And your system to settle. And to let go of your day. The to-do list. The running around. The monkey mind. And seeing if you can just put everything aside for now. And taking this moment to connect to yourself. Connect to your breath. Connect to all that you know is possible for you in your life. That you are a being of unlimited potential with unlimited creativity, infinite wisdom, and allowing yourself to just rest in that knowingness. That there's a source greater than you that's with you, guiding you every step of the way. And giving thanks for this moment. Thanks for this call. Thanks for this circle of women with unique talents, gifts, expertise, creativity. And that when we come together in a circle like this, that through osmosis, consciously and unconsciously, we learn from each other's wisdom, teachings, insight, perspective. Giving thanks for this moment and so much more. And so it is. And when you're ready, you're going to gently open your eyes. Well, welcome to the call, ladies. I kind of wanted to start by it's so nice to see all your faces. I wanted to start by going over, just to give you a layout of the land of what the call is going to look like. I wanted to start and tell you a little bit about the logistics, what to expect over the next 8 weeks. We're going to do introductions, you know. And I actually feel like inspired to start with introductions, and we can just get to that later. And so I guess I want to share with you that I haven't taught a class formally, like in terms of weeks, since I was pregnant with my daughter, and my daughter's two. So I'm so excited to be teaching this class. And it's actually really inspired by all of the clients that I've had that are starting and growing their coaching business and all the things that they bump up against. And how do I get clients? Where are they? Am I good enough? You know, are people really going to pay? And so all the stuff that comes up is what I've put into this program. So I'm so excited to share this with you. And just to give you a little bit of background, I studied to be a coach in like 2004. And so at one point I thought that I wanted to be a therapist. You know, I majored in women's studies in college and was just really the first time I saw a counselor at school, she was an academic advisor. And I just had such a great experience talking to her. And I was just like, wow, I think I want to be a counselor. I'm 18. I'm like, you know, just I'm sitting there with her. She's in her like cozy office and she's got a, you know, a seat there and I'm sitting in front of her and I'm going through some hardships. And she just gave me all this advice. And I was just like, I think that's what I want to do. And thus began like my work doing mentoring in schools, being a high school counselor. And I worked for an author who's now, she has a new book and she's a New York Times bestselling author. At the time that I worked for her about 10 years ago, she wasn't yet a New York Times bestselling author, but she was a coach and she did programs in her living room teaching women about the womanly arts. And after working with her, I was just like, I want to be a coach. And so I went through my coaching program about 10 years ago, or maybe it was less than that, like 9 or 8 years ago. But even though the program taught me coaching skills, it didn't really teach me how to start a business. So I got my first few clients because we had to. In order to graduate, you had to get coaching clients. And so I was a good student. I did what I had to do so I could pass the class. But then when the class was over, I was just like, okay, I'm going to go get a job. Like it really didn't dawn on me that, oh, you know, these are the things that you have to do in order to get clients, because that really wasn't a part of the program. So it actually was years before I actually started working as a coach. But it was something that, you know, if you're on this call, if you even have the desire to coach, some of you already have clients. It's something in you. It's something that you've already been doing to some degree. Maybe you're really passionate about personal development. Maybe you're the person that, you know, people come to in your family or at work. You're the person that they're always like, Tree, what do you think? You know, Jackie, what do you think? Marissa, I'm going through this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my husband, you know? So I think that a coach is something that's kind of innate in you. And then the skills of learning how to sell your coaching and your services is something completely different. And so I think that there are a lot of great coaches out there, but sometimes they're not getting clients because they haven't learned how to do that. It's an uncomfortable muscle to sell, to be on discovery calls and say, like, can I really charge for doing something that I've been doing my whole life to some degree anyway? Is it right? You know, sometimes this question of morality comes up. It's so amazing that I'm even talking about this because I wasn't expecting to, but I guess I wanted to tell you a little bit about me. And like I said, I was really passionate about working with women. Like I did a lot of nonprofit work. I worked for That Woman in New York. I was a counselor, like all these areas. I was always
Hi. Do we need to start over? Because I think.
Say it again. I can hear you, Jackie.
Oh, you can. Okay. I'm sorry. I you were going in and out and I didn't hear a lot of good stuff you were saying.
Oh, no. I was. Okay. So let me just let you know that there's a chat box. So if for some reason at any point you don't hear me, like you can either go like, you can go thumbs down, you can't hear me, or if you could type in the chat box and at the bottom of the screen, it says chat. Can you let me know? Can you hear me okay? Okay, I'm gonna pause for a moment. Let's see. Okay. I'm hearing a few people say you can't hear me. So let me just see here.
We can hear you now. We can hear. I can hear you now. Well, you were in and out. Your video's in and out.
Your video went away.
Yeah. She's on the side though.
You see her? I don't see her.
You don't see me?
No.
On the side.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Let me see if I can just see if all the other things are turned off in the house, and I'll be right back.
You're frozen.
Okay.
Now I can hear you and
see
you.
Me. Mm-hmm. Hold for just one moment. I'm going to text Mike and make sure everything is turned off. Maybe that will help.
Okay.
And Nicole, I got your message. Thank you. Okay. So everyone's, can you hear me? I see that you're, okay, great. So I just sent him a text, and so hopefully that will help. Feel free to use the chat box. Can you tell me where you stopped hearing me, Tree? Do you remember what I was talking about?
Yeah, you mentioned, I just drew a blank. I know you said it had been your daughter was 2 years old when you started, and you haven't done one of these in that long. And
okay, I'll just start.
People are at different phases, you know, of our coaching and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, so everyone's muted, but if I'm frozen or anything like that, I'll keep an eye out on the chat box. So I think I was saying that I've always been really passionate about womanhood and women's issues, and a lot of the work I have been doing was around helping women and girls. And so for a while I was calling myself a women's empowerment coach, and I felt like any woman that was dealing with something, I could help. And so initially my clients had all kinds of different things that they came to me for. Like I had, you know, a client who came to me who was a writer and she wanted to write her book. I had a woman who, her daughter was 17 and she was going to be graduating soon, and she was going through like the whole empty nest syndrome, and she didn't know what her life meant now. And it was interesting. I had a woman who was retiring as a nurse and she was thinking of starting coaching. And then one woman really wanted to have a baby and find a partner. So basically the point being that the clients that I had came from all walks of life. And then I started to get clients who wanted to start their practice. And I'm like, because I would have never thought of myself as a business coach. Like, I think I had very limited ideas of what a business coach looks like, that maybe they're not as feminine as me or as soft as me, or that maybe they're more linear and masculine in their dealings. And it's funny because my father always told me, Khadijah, I think you should get your MBA. You'd be really great in business. And I thought he didn't know what he was talking about. And I have recently told my dad, like, oh my God, you're so right. It's funny how sometimes you think your parents don't know you, and sometimes it turns out that they know you very well. They've been observing you since the beginning. I see Maritza and Tree nodding their heads over there. So I started helping coaches start their practice. And I think what's important to me in saying that to you is, even though we'll be talking about finding your niche and, you know, nailing it down, you might find that your niche changes. You might think in the beginning, like, I know, Tree, you're already working, and maybe now that you've been working with so many clients, you're like, this is the preferred type of person I want to work with. These are the specific issues that I want to work with. So I think your niche and who you want to help can change and evolve. And that's the beauty of working for ourselves, is that we can change and grow, and nothing that we do over the 8 weeks has to be static. So I think most of you know that I have 2 children. Khalil is 7 months old. I have a 2-year-old, and my partner, Mike, when we first started dating, he really, really, and he's a coach as well, he really supported me in like really going full time with my business. And I just think it's so pivotal to have one person, at least one person, a friend, a partner, a group, a mastermind that supports you, that's on your side, because you need that growing your business. So I would love for us to take some time to do introductions, and you can share where you're from, where you're at in your business. These are just some ideas, you know, what you hope to get from the program, what made you say yes. Sure, absolutely. So who would like to start? You can just unmute yourself.
Hi, Khadijah. Did anybody volunteer to go first? I can go first.
Please.
Okay, my name is Kadira, and I am in El Cerrito, California. I am opening my, I think, my fourth colon therapy shop, and that deals with, for people who may not know, the internal cleansing of the colon, and I deal with herbs. And I started maybe 20 years ago when I was 22 years old, and I think Khadijah mentioned it. I'm really passionate about working with women. It doesn't matter the vehicle. It could be almost anything. Mm-hmm. It just so happened that for me, it was herbs, and I was dealing with my own issues with infertility. And then I got introduced to herbs, and I got introduced to colon hydrotherapy, and I just began training and opening up a place. I took some time off to have children. I have 4-year-old twins, and I spent 9 years kind of with their dad, closed my business down and worked with him on something he thought that would be good for us. Mm-hmm. And it was financially, but at the core of my being, it wasn't who I was and what I wanted to be doing. And so long story short, full circle, I'm now at that place where I have to really rely on myself, trust in myself, and believe in the fact that I was born with a purpose and get back out there and work with women. Mm-hmm. Which is essentially, as I learned from Bloom into You and Khadijah, coaching. Mm-hmm. And I was just really, nothing happens by chance. Excited to have met her, and good to have women on that journey who help other women with their journey, and who help other women, and who therefore help other women and men and children and families, you know, and so on and so forth on their journey. So that's kind of a little bit about who I am. And it's good to be here, and hopefully we can really get to know each other and really lean on each other and get through this scary portion of trying to get clients.
Hmm. Thank you so much, Kadira. I loved what you said, because sometimes I talk to people and the word coach can scare them, or they feel like, well, I don't want to use that, or somehow it's like this bigger title than they feel like they can inhabit. And if you're in the helping profession, in the healing profession, like even let's say you're a health coach, yes, you might be dealing with food. Yes, you might be dealing with exercise, but a lot of the times you're doing coaching because there's these limiting beliefs that come up. Like, I don't think that I can do it. Am I worth it? You know, it's so much easier for this person, comparison. So it's like, I can imagine, I know as a hydrocolon therapist that, you know, people, even if they're coming to you, there are all these emotional things that are happening at the same time that you can't separate from the process. So I love that you're owning that you're a coach. And yes, it's my prayer and my wish that this is an intimate sisterhood, that you guys get to know each other. And it can be lonely sometimes on the entrepreneurial journey, especially if you're at home, you're on your computer, and, you know, wanting people to support your events. Yet if you have a tribe of women who are also working on their events and getting themselves out there, then you can support each other online. Maybe you work together and create events together, so that my hope is that maybe the ladies in here become affiliate partners for you, that they're people that you come to ask about your business ideas, like, hey, would you pay for this? Or how much would you pay for this? So to really get that honest feedback from people that are that are working on their businesses as well. So thank you so much for going first and putting your voice in the stew.
Yes.
Who would like to go next? And I'll just mute you. You can just unmute yourself whenever you're ready to go.
I'll go.
Okay.
Somebody was gonna go?
Yeah, go Maritza.
Okay, my name is Maritza. Where am I from? I'm in Bushwick, Pennsylvania, in the Poconos, is better known. And I'm with a robe right now because it's freezing in my house. But I think it's just me right now at this point because everybody else is comfortable. I hate the cold. But yet I live on a mountain. Yay me. Where I am with my business, I'm in discovery, is the best way I can put it. I've been coaching for free and giving myself away and all of my time, my efforts, my tears, my shoulders to cry on, to the point that I didn't even know I was doing it this long. And so I am now learning how to be a little bit about me more, not a little bit, a lot more about me. So learning about self-care, learning about compensation, and just having that interaction with people and having it more healthy versus me giving myself into other people's issues, problems, support. I'm that person. I'm also a doula. I do labor and birth and postpartum care. I'm a massage therapist. What else do I do? I'm a great mom. I have two beautiful kids. One is 24 and one is, she's going to be 19 now in November. She's somewhere in the house. And what about this course? I got up this morning when I tell you that at 8 o'clock in the morning, knowing that Khadija is nowhere near being up, I was checking my email, just refreshing, just sure that if she was up during the night and I missed something, I needed to know. So I'm super excited about this course. What I'm looking to get out of it is consider me a sponge that just needs to be hydrated, because I'm looking forward to learning. I'm looking forward to expanding. I'm a beast at networking. I've never met a stranger. So, you know, consider me a resource for anybody. That's definitely something that I'm owning completely. And so I'm looking to grow as a person, as a business. I have several businesses. I have been put into businesses because of who I am and my resources. Do I work those businesses? No. Cause it's all good. I'll do it for free. No, it's okay. I'll just push people your way. Yeah, that's going to stop. So I'm learning to love me a little bit more than I did before. And I am so excited to see faces. Oh, because Khadija, all I can talk about is her backdrop and how great her kids are. And then I'm like, all right, that's it. It's us. But now I get to talk to all of you. Welcome and hi. And I look forward to working with all of you. And Khadira, girl, fourth shop, aces. That's all I got for you. And that's it. I'm moving on.
Thank you, Maritza. I love your energy. And, you know, I think it can be very common for a lot of us as women to give, like it can feel natural, and it's okay if you've given a lot for free up into this point. And I'm hearing that the point has stopped and how you want to be divinely compensated because you're realizing that you have skills and expertise that maybe you've taken for granted. So like when I hear you say that I'm a beast at networking, I mean, that's a workshop in itself, because, you know, some people, you know, I don't know if, I know some of you have taken the Sacred Money Archetype quiz, and if you haven't, I will send it to you or I'll post it in the group. I'm sorry, I'm getting a text message. Someone said that, am I still breaking up or am I sounding okay? Okay, good. Perfect. So you saying that you're a beast at networking. So I was talking about the sacred money archetypes. And so we each have unique strengths and how we really want to learn to play up to our strengths. So there are some people who aren't a beast at networking, and that being in a social situation makes them incredibly uncomfortable. You know, maybe they're really quiet and it's hard for them to come out. But if you're a business person, you kind of have to come out and let people know what you're doing. So it's awesome that you're recognizing that as a unique skill set of yours. And that is absolutely something to be monetized. Because if you know how to network, that means you know how to spread the word. That means that you're a people person and people like you. Like, oh, that's Maritza. Oh, that's Maritza. And it's something that you probably can teach other people how to do. So I will say something about the free thing is that it's sometimes, especially when in the beginning, when you're starting your coaching business. It looks like someone said I'm cutting out again. Ladies, I'm so bummed that the technology is doing this, but okay now, awesome. So just thank you for your patience. I don't know that I'm going to figure it out right now on this call, but we'll just keep going and hopefully it will be better next week. But I wanted to say, I've lost my train of thought that when you're starting out, that it's okay to offer things for free. You know, when it's normal and natural for you to do something, when it comes easy to you, doing things for free can have us build confidence. It's like, oh, we know that we can do this. And oh, it's interesting that you're saying that you're a doula, because I'm trained as a doula. And I remember the first births that I went to, you know, I didn't feel like I could charge because I felt like I was new. Then I went to my first birth, which I can't even remember how long I was there, but it was a very long time. And I was just like, oh, it doesn't matter if I'm new, I'm still there with you for 20 hours. And that was really intense, you know, putting my undivided attention on you and being there for you and helping you go through this intense portal. So, but I wouldn't have known that until I had the experience of actually being at the birth and then realizing like, oh, whether I'm new or I'm not new, there's still, I know there are a few massage therapists, Tree here too. If you give someone a massage, whether you're new or you're not new, you're still massaging them for 60 minutes and giving a lot of time, energy. So one of the ways that we learn our value is to not value ourselves. And then we come back to the other, you know, other side of the pendulum to be like, hey, that's a lot of energy, time, and emotional bandwidth, and I feel ready to charge. And you'll find that your capacity to charge increases. You know, let's say you're starting off, I think my very, very first client in my coaching program was $25 an hour. And literally, you guys, at that time, I think I was only making $12 or $15 an hour. And $25 in my coaching program, a brand new college student, I'm like, well, who's going to pay $25 an hour? Like, am I going to be able to find someone? And then, you know, when I came back into coaching, and I think my rates were like $9.97 for 10 sessions. And that still was a stretch. I was like, wow, you know, are people going to pay? And the first person that I made that offer to, she actually signed up and paid in full. Then I started doing that and I was just like, oh, I feel ready to expand. And then I feel ready to expand. And so we keep expanding. So no matter wherever you are on the price pendulum, I just know that it's going to continue growing. And giving a certain amount of sessions away for free is a part of the process. Those free coaching sessions or free sessions that you offer, no matter what you do, can be converted into testimonials. They can be converted into referrals. So it's okay if you've given away for free. It's essentially what I'm saying, that it's still a body of experience that you have to draw from. So thank you, Maritza. Was there anything that you wanted to say, or were you complete? I unmuted you. Okay.
Oh, I'm complete.
Okay.
I agree with you completely. I mean, it's everything that you've said plus a whole lot of other stuff, but that is the gist of it. It's like, you know, it's not running. Cause my thing is that I fix everything. Mm-hmm. I jump in with both feet. So I need to learn how to halt and say, oh, okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that a lot of my clients have worked with who were used to saying yes really fast is to say, hey, can I get back to you? Because sometimes when you're not in your body, like a lot of women have a knee-jerk reflex that has a knee-jerk reflex that has them say yes. And so if you start to practice saying, you know, hey, thanks so much. That's a great offer. Can I get back to you? Can I think about it? And that way you learn to like, okay, let me actually look at my calendar. How does this actually fit in with the rest of my life? All of that. It's definitely a muscle and a practice if you're not used to doing that. But it totally gets better over time. I'm a recovering people pleaser. So I understand. And saying no has been something that I really had to learn. So, thank you, Maritza.
Awesome. Welcome. I'll go. Hi, my name is Tree. It's really Teresa, but I go by Tree. And I am, let me see, where am I from? Well, when I say from, I'm from New England, in Connecticut, in Boston. And I'm living in Santa Cruz, California now. Mm-hmm. As far as business goes, well, I want to say that all my life I've been in the helping field. I was a teacher, I was a massage therapist, I was a chiropractic assistant. I've always been in the helping field. And after I left teaching, I would look at these, I'd attend personal growth workshops, and I'd see people up in front of a room and thinking, oh, I'd love to do that someday, but I can't do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so last year, after my job ended, I coached with Khadija for a few months, and it was kind of crazy. It was a whole trust experiment. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have the money. I wasn't even renting. As Khadija knows, I was living in my friend's living room. I wasn't renting. And so I was like, okay, I'll apply for a credit card. Oh, they approved me. And it was like, okay, let's go for this. And I don't remember if you suggested it or I knew right away, but I had been leading monthly workshops on authenticity and connection, heart-centered connection. And I wanted to focus more on singles and dating. And so I became a dating coach. And so it was at first, like when you're talking about money, Khadija, when you suggested to me you charge $100 an hour, I'm like, get out of here. Who's going to pay me $100 an hour? And then they started like, prepaying for 12 visits is like crazy. What I want out of the program, I know I've had my ups and downs. When the money's coming in and I'm doing well and I'm seeing the clients, I'm all like trust and manifesting. But then when it's not or it slows down, I could really manifest the opposite, you know? And so I really want, women, a group of people, I mean, I want to be accountable to myself, but to other people, that really helps, you know, when I make a commitment saying, I'm going to go do this, and I have to follow through, and I want support and encouragement, and mostly I'm mostly working around around soul wealth, mm-hmm. that I could help people, and it doesn't mean I have to be poor, so I want to be able to work on my issues around scarcity consciousness and money, and to know that I can have it both and I deserve to have them.
Mm. Yay. Thank you so much, Tree. I love to brag about you. And, you know, did you guys hear that? She was just like, I'm living on a friend's couch. money's not coming in. Like if she were to ask someone, they'd probably be like, why are you going to do that? You mean you're going to go pay a coach some money? And what I love about Tree's story is that even though she had a little bit of that conversation, like something inside of her had her take the leap. And I feel like she amazed herself. And I'm just so proud of you and all that you've created, Tree. Like really, like you've shown up and you've done the work. And I love that you mentioned, you know, it's so easy to be grateful when, oh, wow, you know, the clients are here, the kids are behaving and they're sitting down when you ask them to and your refrigerator's full. Like, of course, you can sing gratitude from the mountaintops, right? And then when you're like, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill, the rent, you know, the kids are screaming. You know, maybe the person you thought was going to sign up didn't sign up, or, you know, you got disappointed, or maybe you got in a car accident and it just seems like this trickle of things. So like being able to maintain that high vibration during, you know, when it feels like things are falling apart can be a challenge. And I definitely think that that's the work, to know that like clients can ebb and flow, that emotions can ebb and flow. And just because it's, you know, maybe this is a time for me to rest right now because, you know, a second wind is going to come and maybe God's giving you an opportunity to rest, to reflect, to look back on this little past stretch of time that you've just experienced. So one of the things, if you haven't got to, Tree, is we're definitely going to be working on that during the 8 weeks. It's so funny because I have a list of things, but I feel like it's going to happen organically when you talk about like high vibration. So one of the things that I'm going to suggest, I am going to be giving you a recommended book list. And I don't want you to feel overwhelmed because I don't expect you to go buy all of these books. I actually want you to pick one book that you want to work with over the course of 8 weeks. I mean, it could be your religious text, it could be the Bible, it could be a spiritual text that you love, it could be a success book, but something that you have with you, even if it's just a paragraph, that you're feeding your mind and your soul every day, because most of us are so wired to like drop into negative thinking, even when we don't mean to, you know, because we're afraid, we're worried, we're in anxiety. And so if we don't do anything to counteract that, as soon as someone says no, when you invite them to your coaching, you're going to be like, wow, is this ever going to work out? This is so hard. I'm like hustling over here and I'm not making any money. And then just the trail of thoughts. And you spread that out into the universe. And you're just wondering why things aren't working. And of course, it's normal to feel disappointed. We have these moments of feeling disappointed or frustrated. But during this course of the 8 weeks, I want to give you some tools that if you feel that way, like, oh, I'm in a lot of self-doubt, I might say, hey, Tree, can you call Maritza? Why don't you guys do a spring cleaning together? And then you flush all of that out. And I'll be showing you what a spring cleaning is. I know, well, actually, why don't we, Tree, do you mind sampling with me for a moment?
Sure.
Awesome. So, you said, was soul wealth the word that you used?
Yes.
Okay. So before we start, this exercise is called a spring cleaning. And so basically, you ask a person the same question over and over again. You're not giving them advice. You're not laughing. You're not really showing any reaction to what they're saying. You're just being kind of like a clear space for them to just emote and have whatever feelings they have. And it's called a spring cleaning so that you could clear. You're literally spring cleaning your mind, your emotional body, all of that, and letting go of that. I've done it for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes. Sometimes I'll assign it to people to do every day. Like let's say someone's going through a breakup. You could do it on a person. You could do it on a feeling. You could do it on a topic. But it's a way to not whine and complain and kind of channel that frustration or quote unquote, you know, uncomfortable or bad feelings in a way that actually serves you and doesn't just have it keep growing and multiplying. So hopefully that makes sense. So I'm going to just do a few ones with Tree, and we're going to do it on wealth because that's something that she, yes?
I have more energy on the word money than
okay, sure.
Wealth.
Sure, no problem. Okay. So yes, so we're going to do it on money. And so the question is, and I don't know if you saw Maritza, she gave you a thumbs up. And so maybe that's what you guys will do this week. What do you have on money? So notice how I'm going to ask her the same question. And if she says something kind of general, I am going to say, do you have a specific frame? So Tree, what do you have on money?
That other people manifest it, but not me.
Thank you. Do you have a specific frame?
I don't know if this is the frame, but I was told by an astrologist that I'll never earn a lot of money. And that's what goes through my mind. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of doubt that I see other people doing it. It's not for me.
Thank you.
It's not, I'm not meant to be financially abundant. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What do you have on money?
That people who have money are greedy. A lot of money.
Thank you. Do you have a specific frame?
Yeah, so you say frame, you mean example, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my neighbor, Johnny Sherman, he had a Cadillac, and he couldn't go on his lawn, and he yelled at us, and he had a lot of money, and a pool. So I always told myself, and I think I rebelled, because my dad was an attorney, and I just kind of rebelled around the money. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll do two more. What do you have on money?
It's hard. It's hardship for me to make a living.
Thank you. Do you have a specific frame?
It's mostly around my health issues and just having obstacles around earning money. Chemicals.
Thank you, Tree. Last one. What do you have on money?
That ultimately my parents are right that I need a man to take care of me. Yeah, close right my face on that one.
Thank you. Last one. What do you have on money?
On some level I feel I deserve it, but I don't know how to manifest it.
Thank you, Tree. Your spring cleaning is complete. Thank you so much for your honesty and for sharing. I so appreciate you bringing that here. I know that you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
I have a video demonstrating this exercise, which I'll post in the group. And one of the things we want to be looking at over the 8 weeks is really paying attention to our vibration or our energy. You know, like, I'm sure you're all familiar with high vibration qualities that are like gratitude, joy, love, kindness, forgiveness, and then lower vibration energies like resentment, guilt, anger, shame. And I'm not saying that to say like, hey, you're only supposed to stay in a high vibration state. We are human beings. Like, we feel sadness, we feel resentful. The reason I bring that up is, if you really pay attention to notice that that's what you're doing, like there are things that you can do to process them. The spring cleaning is one, right? I love that you're using the chat box, so please feel free to keep using the chat box. So this is one exercise. Another exercise, which I'll be sharing with you, is called fear inventory, because you know so much stuff can come up as we're starting and growing our business. So some of you I already know are like online, like you have an online presence and it might be easy for you. And then others of you might be like, God, I have a desire to be online, but I have this fear, you know. I had a client who had a desire to do like videos, and she just felt like she had so much judgment on her voice and the way that she looked. And so that was really stopping her from, Tree, I don't know if you noticed, you're getting all the thanks in the chat box. That was stopping her from putting herself out there. So I just want to say that we all have these feelings, these doubts, and we're really going to be working on how do we transmute them and turn them into power. So her right now, her just even giving voice to these are the things that go on with money, like she's creating more space to bring more money into her life. So thank you, Tree. Who else would like to go next? Jackie's giving you a thumbs up.
I'll go next.
Please.
Okay. I'm Jackie Turk's love, and my name, it says some song for me, but yeah, I am a life coach. I got certified in 2007. And I love helping people. My daughter calls me a teacher, like I'm always teaching, always. I don't know why I don't do it on purpose, but it's just a natural thing for me, and I love it. I love helping people, and my direction is towards women because I, had what I call a love addiction or codependency or whatever. I'm not growing up with a father, not really having good coping skills or whatever. And so I didn't know what real love looked like. And so I was on a journey for a long, long time. I even wrote a book about it. It's called Waiting for Love. Mm-hmm. And it's my memoir. And it's talking about how I, from birth until, now, how the search for love was there, was like an emptiness, and how I learned to heal myself. But I'm still learning, and I just want to help women and young girls, because that's where it started from. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, the love search. And so that's what I want to do. That's my desire, my passion. And just like a lot of the women here on the cause, they want to help women, mostly, that I've heard from so far. And that's my passion, my desire. And I'm also a singer. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is that I feel like that I've been having like a lot of resistance for a very long time. That was like blocking me from getting clients, from getting and keeping friends, and kind of being misunderstood. So what I hope basically to get from this course is to learn how to approach people properly, to get my point across the way that I'm trying to say it, to do the business part of it the right way, from A to Z, so far as, first getting their information, or getting them to call me. I have a website, and very beautiful website, and I don't even have, one address yet or one email address, and it's like kind of frustrating. And I'm really thankful that I met Khadija, because I was just kind of like, I never want to give up, but I get to the place where I get down and I get like discouraged, because like I have all this good information and knowledge, and I know that about myself, and I want to share it, and I just don't always know how, and I don't know how to get paying clients. And this is something that I want to do, because I am not a regular 9-to-5 type of woman. I don't like regular jobs. It's just weird, because I'll be at work wanting to help people, and that's not what I'm there for. So I need to do what I'm supposed to do and be where in the area that I'm supposed to be in. So my daughter just got married. I have a son that's married. I have grandkids. And it's like, now my daughter moved out, and it's an empty nest now. And so it's me and my husband here. And now it's time for me. And I really want to go hard on this life coaching business. And so that's why I'm here, so I can learn all I can learn and just be the best that I can be and help as many people as I can help. And so that they won't have to go through what I went through. That's really my thing. I just really want to help people have good love relationships, good friendships, and just how to love themselves. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm here for.
Beautiful. One of the things that's coming up for me as I hear you talk, and we'll get, today is just, we're starting slow, we're introducing ourselves, getting to know one another, but in one of the weeks, we'll be talking about sales and having authentic conversations. And I don't know if you're listening to everyone, like every person is a heart-centered woman. Can you hear that? Can you feel that? And one of the fears that people have around sales coaches, which is interesting, like if you're a coach, most people don't say, hey, I want to be a coach. you know, if you're a coach, there's something about you that everyone has said, I really love to help people. I've been in the healing professions. And I find it so ironic that I'll be talking to a coach, yet they have all this anxiety about sales or people are going to think they're doing something wrong. Right? But I just want you to park this. Oh no, I'm freezing again. Let's see.
Frozen.
It looks like it's coming back.
Sales frozen.
Can you hear me? There we go. All right. Thank you for your patience, ladies. What I wanted to say, it looks, okay, I see my ribs are moving, so that's giving me a sign that you can hear me. There you go, okay. So I wanted you to park.
You're going in and out.
I'm going in
and out. I don't know if you mean, but.
Okay. One of the things that I want you to remember is this first night, when you heard each woman introduce herself and say where she's come from, what she's passionate about, her desire to help people. Somehow, sometimes coaches forget that when it comes to having sales conversations. Like, they forget that their desire is to help people. And when you're really coming from that place, it's not going to feel like, you know, this used car salesman-y worry that people have. And so I just want to plant this seed, because I'm going to bring it back, because you might forget in a few weeks. You might say, oh, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I don't want to pressure them. I don't want to be pushy, all of this stuff. And so I'm going to say, remember the first day when each person introduced themselves and said that, I'm going to pause because it looks like it's freezing. Okay. So you're just going to pause this and mark this for later. And then the other thing that I wanted to say about that was, oh, Jackie, you have a lot to work with. You've created a lot. You do have a beautiful website. You have written a book, a memoir, which is a huge feat. You're out there doing videos all the time. So one of the things that's going to be essential over the next 8 weeks is to acknowledge your starting point. Do you know, and be proud of that. Like, how many people in here want to write a book and you actually have the success of saying you've completed it, that it's done, that people, it's available for purchase? Why are you shaking your head?
I mean, it's amazing. I never knew I would write a book ever. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it.
So, you guys are helping me get through my outline kind of organically, but what comes up for me is one of the things that we're talking about is, like, if you want to be a quote-unquote successful coach and you define what success is for you, for that someone it might just be, I just want to make $500 extra a month, right? But the point being is, like, when you think about people that you think are successful, right, they have the ability to acknowledge themselves. They have the ability to acknowledge how far they've come. They're actually able to celebrate their successes. When you're actually honest and take inventory of your successes, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to be like, wow, if I could write a book, what else can I do? Can you guys hear me? Can you just go like this just to make sure I'm not frozen? Okay, awesome. Because Jackie looks frozen. But the point is that it's so pivotal to acknowledge all of your successes, everything that you do. And one mistake that I see in my coaching practice is thinking that a success has to be something as big as writing a book versus, like, oh my God, I scheduled a discovery call. You know, I had the call with someone, they didn't sign up, but I actually went through a discovery call. So when you can get to the place where you're patting yourself on the back for all of those things, you're going to have more energy, more confidence. And, like, because sometimes you can lose energy on the path of entrepreneurship, but you you're so poised to get your first client, Jackie. Like, really. And it's really important for you to acknowledge, and this isn't, I'm going to put this, you know, your first assignment's coming on Monday, but like, it's step one is like, acknowledge what have you done already in connection to your business that you're proud of, that you want to celebrate. So was there anything more that you wanted to say, Jackie, before we complete with you? You're unmuted.
Oh, okay. I'm unmuted. Okay. Well, just that I'm really happy to be here because it's very important for me to be able to connect with women and just people in general, but women mostly. And you know, just that are like-minded, that want the same thing, so that we can, you know, bounce off of each other and praise each other and help each other along the way. I'm really grateful that we have a really awesome teacher to learn from, Khadija.
I'm
very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be
here, Jackie. Jackie Turk's love. So I'll give it a moment until we come back.
Yeah, that's been a while, but I'm going to have time for that today. Awesome. And you are frozen again.
Say that again?
You're frozen again, Khadija.
I'm frozen again. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay. We'll figure something out. It won't be tonight, but hopefully between now and next class.
I understand.
Okay.
But I'm just glad to be here. I'm just happy to be here if you didn't hear me, but I'm really happy to be here and to meet all these fantastic women. It's awesome.
Glad to have you here. So I'm going to mute you, and who would like to go next?
Hi, it's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Well, I actually, similar to Tree, I'm actually from New England. I moved here from Boston 4 years ago. And after living in Boston for 30 years, I went to college in Boston and just stayed. And the last 4 years of my life since I moved to LA has been a whirlwind. My life has completely changed compared with what it had been when I was living in Boston. I ended up coming here, got divorced. And just a lot of different things have gone on in my life since then. And I've spent an awful lot as far as professionally, I was in human resources for 18 years, and I worked in various types of organizations, mostly financial services, and doing a lot of internal coaching of senior executives, and including one of them actually was my ex-husband, who's done very, very well with my coaching advisement. So, and what I'm doing right now is I'm sort of in a transition. My life is finally getting a little bit more form to it. And I've been working actually with Mike Brown there. And now I'm at the point where I don't want to go back and work in an office every day. It's just not me. I can't do it. It just doesn't seem normal. I don't know how people can stand it looking back, you know. But I'm looking to start, you know, a coaching business, but still not quite sure what my niche might be. I'm thinking of a couple of different things, maybe executive life coaching, working with executives on sort of any coaching them around any sort of life issues. Is there kind of an interesting bunch? And then, other thoughts I have, maybe working with women who are going through a divorce. And having gone through one myself, it was pretty awful and traumatic, and I had some really good attorneys, thank goodness. I feel like I can really be a good listener and help to keep somebody, you know, very focused and, you know, task-driven on what they need to do to help themselves through a process, because it's horrible. Those are two of the main types of coaching that I'm looking to possibly move into. So I'm really, as far as everyone else sounds like on the call, I'm at the very beginning of my process. But when I heard of this opportunity to join this program, I thought, wow, this would be great, because it would be helpful for me to hear everyone else's stories and get some tools so that I can start building some, you know, practices around what I'm, you know, whatever niche I end up in, and then get a sense of how to work with, you know, pulling pricing together, or, you know, a lot of times I hear all, you know, a lot of you, I think almost all of you said something similar, where you will feel like we sort of give ourselves away, you know, for free. And, you know, I think that really harks back to women having to work three times as hard in business or anywhere with, you know, and just to prove themselves. You know, sometimes really 10 times as hard. Whereas a man can do the same thing. You know, it's kind of like you saw that FedEx commercial about 5 years ago where the guy's in a, you know, conference room with his boss, and his boss, he's talking himself, and he moves his hands a certain way, and then his boss says the exact same thing and moves his hands a certain way, like very firm, and everyone agrees with the boss and ignores him. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, wait a minute, I just said the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing, like, you know, with women. And I think, I think, you know, we do, because it's just been, you know, we haven't had a lot of mentors, especially in business. You know, men tend to informally mentor each other. Mm-hmm. Women really have many mentors in business. So it's more difficult for us to kind of crack that ceiling. And consequently, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, women have been taught, I think when we grew up, a lot of ways we felt like we had to be, I mean, I was never like that. I was taught, my background was in music, so I was always taught I'm my own competition. So I tend to just do my own thing, you know, and my high standards for myself. But I think sometimes, you know, I think society sort of tries to pit one woman against another. And I think that just doesn't help us in business. I think it's so important for everyone to leverage each other and support each other. And, you know, and this is, I thought it'd be a great opportunity for that as well for me. I don't have any kids. I have two little dogs. And they're my boss, and I live in West LA, and I covered everything, did I?
That's awesome. You can't see the chat box because you're on the call, but I just typed that you said we have to leverage each other and support each other, and it's in that spirit that I not just created this program, but I feel like everything that I do is that's what I want for us as women, to leverage each other and to support each other. And we're so much stronger together than we are competing with one another. And competition, well, I was going to say competition isn't fun. And what I meant by that, because there's a way where competition can be fun. It can, especially if you're in competition with yourself and you pushing yourself to the next level. But if you're competing with the woman next to you, there's a way that you can't relax and your system can't soften, versus if you're like, hey, Maritza's really good at networking. You know, hey, Laura's been, you know, in the executive field for this many years. Like, wow, like Tree really knows authenticity and how to connect. And oh, Jackie's a singer. You know what I mean? Tell her I said, good job. Jackie said to you, Lori, good job in the chat box.
So, oh, thank you.
So there's a way that if we can, part of what we'll be doing in the class each week, especially when we get to the niche part, is looking back at our work experience. Like, what are the things that people compliment us on? What are the things that people come to us for? What would we say are our strengths? And then, you know, connecting that with what the best thing, what would be the most lucrative niche for us, putting together all of those skills. And it's okay that you're just starting out. Everyone here is at different levels in their business. And so I think that's kind of the beauty. You know, if you go to a yoga class, there might be someone, I'm just going to say Bikram. I've done it before, but I don't do it. But that's the exercise that's coming up for me right now. And it could be someone's first day, and then there's someone in the back or in the front, and they've been doing it for so long, and they can do all the poses. But no matter where you're at, you can always go deeper. You can always stretch deeper. There's always further for you to expand. And so I think it's so valuable to see the people who are ahead of you, and then the people who are behind you. And no matter where you're at, you all have something of value based on your life experience to offer someone here. And so that just felt really good, Lori, to hear that, like, okay, I'm just having this vision of us leveraging, you're really good at that, can you help me with this, and supporting one another. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Look, But we can also look at it as if we all have, I don't know how many of us are right now in the program, I don't know, eight or so, I don't know how many, you know, we have all of us, we have that many life coaches right now for the next 8 weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's relationship mm-hmm. coaches, there's spiritual coaches, there's business coaches. And so one of the beauty too about really finding your niche, I think that what, like, sometimes people resist finding their niche. I know I did for a long time, but once you really get into your lane and zone, it's so easy to be like, oh, this is what I do, and this is how I can serve, and this is what this person does. And then you, that collaboration becomes so much easier when you're really clear about how you help people and how you serve them. And so since you brought this up, I'll just take a moment to cover what we're going to do over the 8 weeks, and then we'll go to Nicole. So we'll be doing nailing your niche, like really. And like I said earlier, your niche might change, and that's okay. You can always change. That's the great thing about being an entrepreneur, is that you can shift gears or you can add another component. But I recommend starting, you know, with one thing, being specific and testing that out, because you're going to find out very quickly if it's not the right niche for you or if there isn't a lot of money in it for you. We're going to talk about pricing and packaging. So it's really important that you have an offer, at least one offer, to invite people into. So, like, for example, this program is the client creation program. It's $997. There's three payments of $397. So we're going to be creating like one thing. And if you're able to create more, we can, but we're going to focus on what's your next offer. If it's, you know, if you've already have an offer, or if you don't have an offer yet, like what's the one thing that you're going to invite them to? Is it 6 sessions, 9 sessions, 12 sessions? So that's what we'll be talking about, and how to price it in a way that feels good. Again, like I said earlier, your prices are going to increase, because the more that you start working with people and you feel more confident, it's going to feel like, hey, that's too low. Like I said earlier, when I did that whole doula thing, I was like, oh, I'm not doing this for free again. That's not going to work. I see Tree nodding her head. We're going to talk about building a community, right? And so there are many ways to build community. And basically the point of building is the community so that you have people to enroll into your one-on-one programs, into your group programs, because you could have a great offer, but if you don't really have anyone to talk to about it, and it's not like you need tons of people. Like, my Facebook group is pretty small. My Facebook page is relatively small. It's like 1,100 people. Like, you don't need tons of numbers. Like, you could have 10 people in your list and convert 3 of those or 4 of those into paying clients. So, but the point is to start nurturing and growing a community. We'll be going over how to lead discovery sessions. And maybe some of you are already doing discovery sessions, but it's like we can even go back and look at what you're doing in your discovery sessions, what's working, what's not working, how we can tweak it to make it even better so that, and you'll have each other to practice with. So by the time that you're on the call with someone, you're not like feeling uncomfortable, feeling like it feels forced. So discovery sessions, and also how to deal with objections, because the most common objections are, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, you know, is it going to work out? You know, what if I fail? Is there a guarantee? So we'll literally like go into all the potential things that people might say and how to feel confident in having that conversation. And I just want to share quickly that I had a client that I've worked with for quite some time, and I realized I had an aha when I was renewing with her. Because I wasn't trying to convince her to renew again, but I just knew, like in my heart, I was like, God, you're so close. If I don't tell you that, I'm not being honest to myself and I'm not being honest to you. And I had heard before that you're advocating for the client, you're advocating for what they want. And it was kind of the first experience that I had that, like, oh, I'm not pushing. I'm just telling her based on what she's told me is so valuable and important to her that this is what I see as the possibility for her. So we'll be going over sales and putting it all together. So That was a long-winded response, but you inspired that, Lori. So thank you for bringing up, you know, the specifics that we'll be going over the next 8 weeks. So was there anything else that you wanted to say before we go to Nicole?
Well, just also, too, one other thing that I'm hoping to leverage. In the last couple of years, I've spent quite a number of hours in Tree. I felt so badly when you made this comment, because I know that there are some people, some astrologers out there who really say things that they shouldn't say, and a lot of them are wrong anyway. Mm. But I've been doing a lot of astrology. I've been studying a lot of books, tropical system as well as sidereal, Vedic astrology. And I'm learning an awful lot about myself. And anyway, so that's another piece that I'm hoping to leverage, you know, along with my whatever coaching, you know, direction I go. So,
are you saying that you'd like to incorporate your knowledge of astrology?
Yes.
That's awesome. See,
it's really
go ahead.
On the straightaway.
I love this, because when we get to the niche part, we'll be looking at like your skill set. What are the things you're passionate? So like that right there is something that is so unique, that you have all this mm-hmm. knowledge of astrology, and you know, people are going to be attracted to that. The people who love astrology, and you know, I want to invite you. You can share that with us in the group, on the Facebook group, in the call over the next 8 weeks, you know, like our resident astrologer. what's happening with awesome. Thank you so much, Lori. I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad I heard about this program. Thank you.
Me too. All right, Nicole, are you still there? Let's see. Let's see, let me unmute all, and then, Nicole, is this you? Are you 938? Or is that Kadira?
That's me, 938 is me.
Kadira. Okay, let me see, I guess the other one, 1 second. Where'd it go? Hi, Nicole, are you there? I unmuted you. I don't know if you can hear me. Okay. Oh, 938 is Kadira, sorry, mute audio. Maybe she popped off. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Nicole.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm sorry. I was trying to respond, and then I accidentally hung up. I think I was still muted, maybe. Okay. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, and thank you for your text messages about the breaking up.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
So, yeah.
So should I start?
Yeah, you can introduce yourself.
Okay, so hi, I'm Nicole, and I'm used to saying that I live in Oakland, but I actually live in Concord now. Have recently moved to Concord, and I am I'm an image consultant / artist. I quit my job, let's see, it's been a couple years now, and just went full throttle. I worked in the fashion industry for over 10 years and decided that I wanted to follow my passion and be happy and happy and healthy, I should say, because I was definitely on a health mission to get my body healthy again. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of in between on, it's really nice to be on the call and hear everyone. I think it's so great to be able to speak with other women who are, you can relate to, because then you don't feel so alone. I think when you're working for yourself, I can definitely probably relate to everyone that spoke in terms of feeling like maybe down when you're not doing as well, or like all different types of emotions I think come up. So it's nice to feel that other women are going through that as well, and that it's not It's not just you. I'm really happy, though, I should say, with what I've been doing lately. I think I have a problem with putting value on what I do. So the money part, which most of you have spoken about, is really I can really relate to in terms of putting money to what I do. I have definitely given away a lot of my time, but I've gotten better about that. I'm kind of in between deciding if I want to focus on my art or on my image consulting. So I have two clients for where I help them with their image. And lately I've really decided that I wanted to marry the two. I want to help women discover who they are creatively through what they put on their body in terms of their styles. So I'm going to have my first workshop on the 4th, which I'm excited about. And I feel really confident with my skills. Mm-hmm. I just definitely have more of a problem around, or I'd say more insecurities around the business portion of it and the monetary portion of it. So I definitely undersell myself. I'd say that's like my number one, is that I like the amount of money that I charge people is definitely underselling myself. And I think I know that that's an area that I want to develop in. And I'm just, it's nice to have, to be a part of this. So thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. It's so awesome to have you. And Nicole is an amazing artist, and I hope that you share some of your artwork in the Facebook group. And one of the things why I think it's so important for women to share what they're doing, and like when you see other people's response to it, it's like sometimes women, they don't realize how their work impacts or affects people. And so I would love for you to share that. And then I love that you said that, you know, listening to everybody, you realize that you're not alone. And when you work for yourself, which I think is a pretty unique thing, the average person doesn't create work for themselves. And so you could be behind a computer, you could be selling on your own, like it can be lonely. And so to have other women that are going through it, they know it, you don't feel like you're by yourself with your feelings and your thoughts. And to the point of, you know, like I think all of us, and any coach or, you know, service-based provider, which is you because you're an image consultant, like when we're dealing with pricing, it's absolutely about worth, you know, like, is it worth that? Am I worth that? And I definitely think it's a process of, you know, I know there were times when I increased my rates and I didn't feel like, I'm like, are they going to pay it? And then I just had to just sit with the feeling in my stomach and do it anyway, you know, and like just the pride, you know, when they said yes, or even if they said no, the pride that I actually said the number. And I just want to share a story with you. Like when I was working with a client, she had 3 packages, but she would never offer the highest one. And so, you know, on our first call, I was like, okay, so your homework is to just offer the highest package this week to one person. It does not matter if they sign up, just offer. And it actually took a few sessions before she actually would just do it, because there was just so much, you know, fear, anxiety around it. And then it's always such an interesting growth piece to see like, oh, I had all this charge or energy around raising my rates, and maybe it was easier than I thought, or now that I've done it, it feels really comfortable and I'm ready to grow again. So we're all doing that no matter where we are in our business. Like you could be charging, I don't know, let's just say $5,000, and then your next jump might be $75, and you're still feeling the same as someone who's like, I don't know if I could charge $25. So no matter what the number is, you could still have those feelings in your body, and like that question of like, are people are gonna pay, or you know, how do I quantify? How do you quantify? And especially coaching, like how do you quantify confidence? how do you quantify the gifts that people are going to get? You know, feeling so great, you know, with your right colors and, you know, the image,
yeah,
it really reflected who you are now. So that's definitely something we'll be looking at more deeply over the next 8 weeks. I'm really happy to have you here.
Thank you. I wanted to say one thing that came up, if I could.
Please.
That Jackie, I think it was Jackie who said, who wrote the book and who has been putting her stuff out online. Like, I think I really, really admire women who like put themselves out there, even if you're not getting a response. So I just wanted to say that I really admire that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Maritza just gave you a thumbs up, and so did Jackie, and they're both shaking their head and smiling. I know you can't see, but
sorry. Next time I'll be able to get done.
Oh, no problem. The video. That's great. Yes, it'd be awesome if you, not just you, but this is to everyone, can come on video. And I know that I like have on makeup. It's just kind of who I am. You don't have to wear makeup. You can be in your pajamas. You can be laying down. I just think it will really, yes, we can hear everyone's voices. And then when you see a face, it just, you're like, oh, that's Maritza. That's Jackie. And the cool thing is that I comb my hair and everything, Maritza. You'll see each other online, and it's just like another layer closer. So if at all possible, if you can do video, that would be great. And there's a feature that if you need to walk away, Jackie said thank you to you, Nicole. Oh, thank you to Maritza. there's a feature that if you want to, you can go back and forth. So if you're on video and you need to, I forget the word that I would use. Like if you just need to conceal that you're on video, there's a feature to do that. I forget what it's called, but just letting you know. So thank you so much for introducing yourself, ladies. There's one woman, April, who wasn't on here tonight, but she'll be on next week. Given that we haven't started diving into the meat just yet, my goal was to get 10 women in the course and we have 7. So, if you know anyone that you think would benefit from this type of program, I'm willing to let them in between now and all your faces went away. Oh, there you are. Between now and next week, and they would get a recording of this so they could get caught up. Again, the class is $9.97, and I'm offering something that I think is really cool, that if you know someone and you invite them, then you would get, how do you say it? you basically, I would offer you 50% of that fee. So the first 3 people, and of course, there's no pressure. If it feels easy, if it feels downhill, if you want to do it, it's available for 3 people, and you would make half of the investment. So feel free to PM me about that if you have any questions. And I'm just going to go over some logistics that I didn't go over because I wanted us to introduce ourselves. So every Monday, you are going to get a module, which is like a video module, and then an accompanying handout. And so I've really tried to not overwhelm you and give you a lot of stuff, because I'd rather that you go deep with what I'm giving you than feel like, oh my God, and then get behind and feel like you don't want to come. So each Monday you'll get your lesson for the week. If for some reason that you can't get to it, I at least recommend opening the handout, looking at all the questions, so at least it registers in your mind what's there. And you can come to the call with questions. You'll each have an opportunity to receive some coaching on the call. It could be about the material for the week, or it could be just about anything that comes up for you in your business. I really recommend, you know, setting a time to do the work. Like, and I like to say it in small increments. I don't know if you're familiar with SARC, But she's this author who is very, very colorful, and all of her books are, they look like they're handwritten. And so she's an older woman, and she's just a kid at heart, and I adore her. She's been on Oprah and all this stuff. But anyway, she has something called the micro movement. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh my God, I don't want to do something because I'm going to have to sit down. I'm going to have to print PDFs. It's going to take so long. And so she's like, anyone can do anything for 60 seconds, right? So if the least you can do is just to open up the handout and like look at the questions, then that's like your micro movement. If it's that you put all of the emails into one folder, that's your micro movement. But I would recommend starting with a very doable time for you. It could be 20 minutes and you can set a timer. So my goal is to not give you anything that has to take way longer than 20 minutes. But of course it can if you put more thought and time into it. But set yourself a timer. If there are those of you that feel like discipline or setting a time to do stuff feels challenging or getting to things is challenging, that could really help. I want to invite you to be active in the Facebook group. So we have a private Facebook group, and I've added everyone into the group already. And it's not like you have to be in there all day or every day, but it could just be helpful. Like when people post things, you know, give your sister a thumbs up. If you have a gratitude or something you're excited about, feel free to share it in the group. Like it'll just make the experience more fun and you'll feel more connected to the other ladies. Was there anything else that I missed there? Oh, so I'll be emailing you the work, but it'll also be filed in the Facebook group. So in the file section in the Facebook group. So if you lose the email, you don't have to like panic. It'll be there in the Facebook group. So some of the practices we talked about, like it might be really common to bump up against fear. So when Nicole was just saying that she really admires people who, you know, put themselves out there on social media, whether they get a response or not. Are we submitting it? Okay, so Maritza asked if we're submitting the homework to me. So some things you will be submitting and some it's just for you. So right now I have it's called a pre-course business assessment that's filed in the Facebook group. I'll also email it to you. And so that I know right now you will be sending back to me. I think it's like 9 pages, but okay, awesome. You printed it out. You're so cute. I'm the same way. I always print out documents. I know that it's 9 pages, but I don't want you to be overwhelmed. It's only 9 pages because I've given space for you to write. I can't remember how many questions there are. Maybe Maritza, you can tell me. But I really want you to, you know, if you can get this to me by Monday, that would be awesome. If not, definitely try to get it to me by next week. But it's such a great marker. One of the things I notice in my, it's 10 questions or how many? 10? 16. Maybe just type it. It's so important to like see where you are. 16. She said there's 16 questions in the thing. It's so important to see your starting place and where you are. What happens, I see with clients, and I know that for those of you that are coaching, you probably see it with your clients. And for those of you who are not coaching, trust me, you're going to see it with your clients. They forget what they have achieved. They come to you. They're like, I really want this. I'm just going to use Tree as example. Maybe she has a client who's like, oh my God, they come to her, they're a man, they're wanting to get out there dating, and they might forget that, you know, talking to women was really hard for them in the beginning. Maybe they've already overcome that. And so you as the coach, you're saying, hey, like these are like, you're helping them remember all their markers. Remember you were here and then you came here. Oftentimes what happens, I don't know if it's human nature, but by the end, they forgot all the things that they've achieved because now that it's over with, they're not thinking about it anymore. This is why I say it's so imperative to write down your successes, write down all your acknowledgments, then you can actually feel the success of how you're moving forward. Sometimes I'm talking to coaches and they feel like they haven't made any progress because they're not at their next stage of evolution, whereas I'm seeing the whole journey because I've been with them. I see where they're starting. So in this pre-course business assessment. We're looking at where you're at now, like if you have a, and I don't want you to look at this and think like, well, I don't have that yet. It doesn't matter if you don't have any of the things that I asked in the assessment. We're only doing it to see where you are so you can literally measure your progress at the end and like have the written proof and documentation that you actually have moved forward. That being said, I would hate for you to judge the success of this program based solely on you getting a client. One of the things that we're going to be doing next week and next week's work is like really defining what success means for you. For some of you, it's going to be like, oh my God, I put a video on Facebook. I never thought I would do that, you know, or it's sharing your blog post, or it's telling people what you do. Maybe it's offering your first class. So I really want to encourage a holistic perspective of success. And I love how Tree is laying on her couch. So I want you guys to know that you can lay on your couch. You can be in your pajamas here. You don't have to like get all done up. I actually enjoy getting done up for you because during the day I've got like spit up on me and I'm nursing. So was there anything else that I wanted to say? Okay, another thing I wanted to mention about success is, it's okay, you'll have the recording, but you'll also have some exercises, is I want you to be thinking about, like, how would I be showing up if I were the successful coach that I ultimately want to be? Like, would I be forgetting that we had a call on Thursday from 4 to 6? Would I not be writing things down? And it doesn't mean that it's about you being perfect and not making any mistakes. What does that say, Marissa? Write it down. Brave chances. Okay, you'll write it. So how would I be showing up? Be brave, yes. A successful person would be brave. They would take chances, yes. So I want you to think about that for yourself. How would I be showing up? And it doesn't mean you're not showing up that way at all. You'd be trying to make it happen. Like, would I be whining? And exactly, brave, take chances, experience everything, make it happen. Beautiful, Maritza. So those are some things I want you to be thinking about. I actually said this to a client the other day. So I texted her and I was like, talk to you at 9:30. So she says to me, oh my God, I forgot. I thought we met the following week. I have something at 1. I said, okay. And so I guess things shifted around and we ended up having our session. And I said to her, hey, it doesn't feel so good that you didn't remember our session, which, you know, I could have easily not said, but I felt like I wouldn't be being honest. And part of our work as coaches is like, we have to acknowledge what's happening, because there's probably a way that she does this in her life, right? So I said, that doesn't feel good. And so we had a conversation about it and she apologized. And I said, I know you really want to be a thriving coach who has a practice, like the person that you envision for herself, like for yourself. Do you think that she would be forgetting her appointments and that she wouldn't be writing them down? And she was like, no. And I was letting her know that I'm not saying this to make you feel bad, to have you sink into blame, shame, or guilt. Like, that's so not my jam and so not what I'm about. But I just want to call your attention. Like, sometimes we unconsciously sabotage ourselves. Like, oh, okay, I'm not writing things down. If you don't write things down and you're the type of person who's forgetful, then you're missing opportunities. Yet at the same time, you're like, I really want to be an international thought leader. So it's just about like noticing where we are incongruent. And I'm by no means a perfect person. I'm not saying that to say that I'm perfect, but I think one of the beauties of having our own businesses is that it kind of ups the ante for ourselves, right? Like, you have to show up in ways that you might not show up if you didn't have your business. So I definitely see it as a spiritual journey, a spiritual path of awakening, you know, like, where are the places where we're afraid to say no? Where are we afraid to tell the truth and ask for what we want? Where are we afraid to say, no, this is the value that it costs for me to put this event together, and this is how much it's worth. So these are so many things that are available to you as you start and grow your business. We already talked about picking a book that you want to support you, and don't worry, I'll have this all written for you in terms of your assignments on Monday, but you can begin to start thinking about it. And the reason I didn't pick a book for you and say, hey, we're going through this book, is because I wanted you to pick something that you felt like would be your like companion on this journey. And you're welcome to share in the group what book you chose for yourself, because maybe one of us has never heard of it before. And it's always great to hear about new books. And I think that's it. Let me see here. And I guess I kind of want, we're coming to a close shortly, but I think I want to say that the reason I call this program the Client Creation Program, it's really about us moving from where are the clients and how do I get them and this isn't happening for me, to like stepping into possibility, right? Because isn't that what a coach is? Like, a coach shows you what's possible. So it's like, what can I create? How can I create a program? How can I create an event? How can I be creative? We are all creative. I've heard everyone on this call today share their creativity. You know, I just said it'd be awesome to have 3 more women next week. And I told you, like, if you know someone, so that's a creative solution to create more women in the class. So that's just one example. Like, we are creative. You are creative. There's so many things in your life that you have created. Being a creative person isn't just someone that like paints or does art. It's like, how can you live creatively? Use your creative ideas. You know, God's constantly downloading inspiration and insights to you, and how can you take action on that? So we're moving from, I don't know how this can happen or if it will happen, to, I'm a powerful woman. I can create. I may not know what's next or what it might look like. Okay. Maritza asked, can you share again regarding the book? What type of book am I looking for? Several have popped in my head. So you want to look for a book that's around success, like that A is, so it could be around success or around maintaining a high vibration, like a book that really inspires you. And there's a whole host of them out there. And I'm going to give you a reading list, and you're welcome to pick one of those or pick one of your own. The reason that the first thing that comes to mind, because I said this program is for spiritual women, you probably all have tons of spiritual books and you do a lot of reading around spirituality. The reason I was using the word success is because I want you to pay attention to how you're thinking. Like, what are the things that I'm telling myself about my ability to get clients? Because if you, basically, in the 8 weeks, we really want to be doing a lot of mental training, like kind of like dog training. You don't want your dog using the bathroom all over the house. And so you don't want your mind using the bathroom all over your all over your brain and saying, you can't do this. No one's going to pay that. And this is the type of conversation that a lot of heart-centered people have, even though they don't mean to. And so I really want us to do some disciplined mind training over the 8 weeks and stay out of, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, high vibration, low vibration conversation, like stay out of, you know, whining, complaining, or feeling like a victim. And if we feel that way, which is okay, like, we're going to do one of the practices that we mentioned. We're going to do some spring cleaning. We're going to do some fear inventory. We're going to practice some self-care, do whatever we need to do to take care of ourselves. And maybe you give it a specific amount of time. Just for these 8 weeks, you can do anything that you want after the 8 weeks. I just would encourage for the 8 weeks that we're together that you just try it on for size and see what kind of shifts you noticed. Are there any questions? Let me just see. I think someone had unmuted themselves. Let me see. 424, did you have a question? No? Okay. If anyone... Say that again?
Oh, I didn't know if you, I heard you say four, and I was asking, who's four?
424.
Oh, that was me. Yeah, okay. No, it wasn't. I just, the line of battery was such my phone. That was probably what happened when you saw.
Okay, no, yep. No problem.
Sorry about that.
So, Maritza, does that answer your question about the book? Okay, great. So, the business assessment is in the file section in the Facebook group. I'm also going to put an interview in there. That's one of the bonuses, which could be a great start, a great thing to start the program with. It's an interview with Nicole D'Adone, and she's the author of a book called Slow Sex. And if you haven't heard of it, I'm going to pause for a moment because I think, can you still hear me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Awesome. And I just think it'll be really inspiring for you. It's not even that long. It's probably like 35 minutes. And she talks about being a multiple seven-figure CEO of an international organization. And she offers coaching programs that have like 200 people or more in them. So I think you'll get a lot of value listening to that. Some of you have, well, two bonuses come with the class. Some of you have other bonuses, but I would just say about the bonuses is that I don't want you to get distracted with the bonuses. I think that the work that we're doing comes first. And so I know it can be really tempting and the bonuses are juicy, but I'm going to post this Nicole one. So you can start chomping on that now and you can start filling out the pre-business course assessment. So I would like to end with everyone saying like what they're walking away with. Wait, actually don't answer that question first. First answer this question. I am creative because, and then we'll do the next question. So who, just unmute yourself when you're ready to go. I am creative because.
Okay, I'll go.
Since all no right, one else. Jackie.
Okay.
Wait, Jackie, you know what? We'll just do both so that way we don't have to go back around. So you'll just answer, I'm creative because, and what you're walking away with.
Okay. I am creative because that's the way God made me, and I have just my life circumstances. My need to be helpful, and also what I'm walking away with is hope that my tomorrows will be better, that I will be able to help a lot of people because of this course.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you, Jackie.
Welcome.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go. This is Maritza. I am, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Right. I am creative because I'm a nurturer. I naturally take care of people. I naturally, instinctively, jump in and roll up my sleeves at any given moment. That is what you see Maritza, that's what Maritza does. And one thing I've learned about myself is that because I am creative, and when I'm walking through the life that I deserve, for me, that will initially assist me in building more for others and serving others, because I'm constantly in service. That's it. And thank you, Khadija.
Thank you for being here.
Khadija? Khadira, can you guys hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get onto the video chat. It went over my head.
But I'm here nonetheless, and I want to say I am creative because there's a need in the universe for the unseen possibility to actually be seen. And I'm walking away with that there's value and worth to myself, to myself, and the services I offer.
Aho and amen. Thank you so much, Kadira. Glad you're here. And we look forward to seeing your face next week.
For sure, I'm working on it for sure.
I'll go next.
Yes, please.
I'm created to help people be their authentic selves, connect deeply with each other, and just find the love they desire. And what I'm coming away with is more hope around deserving to potential abundance. Help people as well.
Beautiful tree. Who'd like to go next?
Hi, it's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
I'd say I'm creative because I'm a woman, sure, but I also have the ability to help people, see themselves differently and help them feel empowered. And I managed to find a way to communicate it to them where they tend to get the ahas, stay motivated. Coming from my background with my father being an accountant, that's pretty creative. It's not too creative to many people, but in my family, it's pretty creative. But anyway, and my takeaway is that there were so many of them. I'd say overall that, I think mostly for me, it's just taking it all in. My takeaway is that I'm going to learn a lot. Going to be leveraging a lot and feeling confident already, just hearing everybody's stories or what they've been doing. And, just talked earlier there about, getting the website up and someone, writing the book. And it's just giving me a whole different way of looking at coaching and, what other ways I'd be able to, run a business and do things and that, to talk to people who have actually done some of this already. It's just very exciting for me. So that's pretty much it.
Awesome. So happy to hear that. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks.
I think we just have Nicole left, right? Nicole? You're unmuted, I think, 510-593. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe she can't come on now. Nicole? Okay. Well, I'm walking away with just fullness in my heart, and I feel honored to be in this journey, on this journey with you all, and I'm just so grateful to be in creation. And I know so many of you want to share your body of work or create bodies of work, whether that's books, whether that's products and programs, and I just invite you to keep your ears and eyes open. There's some things that you're learning now that you'll remember later. And so many of the bonuses that you're getting, I did a class just like this, and they're recorded, and they have content, they have homework. And so you see me doing this, right? So I'm putting together a program, and I'd like to turn this into a do-it-yourself course. And so you can do this exact same thing where you have live experiences with people and you create something once and people can learn from it afterwards. And so one of the exciting things when I was creating these programs and I was thinking about bonuses, I was like, oh my God, I've got three programs. When did that happen? and it's so available and doable for you. And Jackie, hey, I wonder, I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you like to send us with a closing song or blessing? It doesn't have to be a full song, but if you want to share a few verses, you can. Oh, totally optional. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, and it's totally okay if you say no. Those of you who are on the phone can't even see her expression right now. I'm unmuting you not to force you to sing, I promise. And you don't, you totally can say no, I swear to God.
thank you. Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, that's what I do. So I still get a little like, whoa, when people ask me though, but yeah, sure. Did you have a song in particular?
No, I didn't. You can tune into the energy of, I guess, the call, and you can pick something that feels right for you, like what you feel called. And it doesn't have to be a whole long song. It could just be, you know, the chorus of something that you find uplifting and inspiring.
Okay. Sure, let me think of one. Okay. All right, I have one that just came to me. It's a Christian song, gospel song, and so I'll just sing that. It's called "The Battle Is Not Yours, It's the Lord's." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. There is no pain that Jesus can't feel, no hurt he cannot heal. For all things work according to His perfect will. No matter what you're going through, remember God is using you. So the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. There's no sadness Jesus can't feel, and there is no sorrow that he cannot heal. For all things work according to his perfect will. So no matter what you're going through, remember God is using you. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord.
Woo! Hold on, let me unmute the line. Everyone's
that was
awesome.
I'm sweating over here, guys.
So Jackie, real quick, and she was shy, or so it seemed, because she can blow. That is a singer. Oh my God, so beautiful. So thank you so much, ladies. That was week one There'll be some homework in the Facebook group and by email. It's not there yet. You'll get your first lesson on Monday. This was amazing. It was such a privilege to be with you tonight. And let's be on the Facebook group together. So, yeah. Have an amazing evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to talk to the one, I forgot her name, but she was talking about the vitamins or the natural herbs and stuff.
Okay. I will tag you in the Facebook group.
So probably left, but
that's Kadera. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Bye, Leo.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Khadija.